The next process in renal function that we're going to talk about is reabsorption. And reabsorption is extremely important. Reabsorption is going to take place throughout most of the nephron and even the collecting ducts. So once you leave that corpuscle, you get into the territory where reabsorption is going to be occurring. And what happens with reabsorption is that materials that have been pushed into the filtrate are reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. So keep in mind that that efferent arteriole, once it left the glomerulus, it didn't just go off into space. It loops around and it forms a capillary net that surrounds the whole outside of the nephron. And those blood vessels are there to reabsorb materials from the nephron back into the bloodstream. So that 180 liters of filtrate that is produced does not all become urine. Much of it is reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. And in fact, 99% of the filtrate is going to be reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. Only about 1% of the filtrate actually becomes urine. And this reabsorption is going to take place in two different ways. It's going to take place by active transport and by passive transport. So if you think back to cell biology, these are the activities that are going to bring materials out of the nephron and back into the bloodstream. And of course, passive transport will occur by simple diffusion without the help of any energy involved. Active transport will involve the expenditure of ATP. And I do want to point out that any excess ions or metabolic waste that are not easily reabsorbed are going to remain in the filtrate to become urine. So even though a lot of things become reabsorbed, what does not become reabsorbed is going to eventually become urine. So next we're going to talk about what exactly becomes reabsorbed.